Where Did the Long Hair View Come From? By Jeremy Gardner. The view that a head covering refers to a woman's long hair is a very popular belief held by many Christians today. We decided to embark on a search to find out where this view originated and how recent it really is. A. Philip Brown II, PhD, Bob Jones University, is one of the more prominent and articulate defenders of the long hair view. He says, "On the whole, modern interpreters deviated little from identifying the covering Paul requires as a veil or material headdress until the mid-20th century. Although the view that the covering Paul required or forbade was itself long hair had been held popularly by various groups throughout the 20th century, Abel Isaacson was the first to offer the scholarly community an extended argument for this position in print. So Dr. Brown identifies the starting point of this view, which he holds himself, as the 20th century. He indicates that Abel Isaacson, writing in 1965, was the first to make a scholarly defense of this doctrine. However, he footnotes that in 1947, the Roman Catholic priest Stefan Losch made a similar argument, however, it received little attention. Brown also highlights two historical sources, John Chrysostom, 349-407 AD, and Epiphanius, 315-403 AD. He argues that they understood the covering forbidden by men in 1 Cor 11:4 as long hair. Now, Brown rightly points out that Chrysostom believed it forbade both, that men must not wear long hair and must not cover their heads when praying or prophesying, and that he preached that God had given women long hair as a covering in order to teach them to wear a material covering at all times. So this is not the long hair view. Likewise, even though Epiphanius substitutes the word covering for long hair in the 1 Cor 11 passages that deal with men, he substitutes the word authority for veil when quoting 1 Corinthians 11:10. He says the woman ought to have a veil on her head because of the angels. So once again, by saying a woman needs to wear a veil, he's distinguishing himself from the belief that a woman's long hair is the only covering that is necessary. Now, even though the mid-20th century is as far back as Brown traces this view, it was advocated a little earlier than that. Frederick Louis Godet, writing in 1886, mentions that the long hair view was taught by another theologian. He said, "It has been objected, not without a touch of irony, that for the very reason that nature has endowed woman with such a covering, she does not need to add a second and artificial one," Holston. He references Carl Christian, Johann Holston, 1825 to 1897, as an advocate of this view. Holston was a German liberal theologian who subscribed to the Tubingen school of thought. They were naturalistic in their view of Christianity and believed Paul and Peter taught two different forms of Christianity. This type of thought was advocated at the University of Tubingen in the late 19th century. It may be that the long hair view was also promoted in their theology program, since Stefan Losch also attended this university from 1900 to 1904. As previously mentioned, he was an early defender of the long hair view. So it seems that the origin of the belief that a woman's long hair is the only covering she needs was in 1880 by the German theologian Carl Holston. However, this view did not receive a wider acceptance by Christians until after Abel Isaacson's defense in 1965. Though there are good biblical reasons for rejecting the long hair view, we also believe that the newness of the doctrine should also give Christians another reason for hesitating to embrace it. Did all of Christendom for 1900 years completely misunderstand Paul's words by seeing a material covering in view? We doubt it. Though we believe the Bible is the final authority on all matters of life and doctrine, separating ourselves from what the church has unanimously believed throughout the ages should not be done lightly. To quote a popular saying, if it's new, it's probably not true.